Hello and welcome. I'm your host, Shauna DeMellon, and you are listening to the Oracle of Light podcast. In today's episode, we are wrapping up our series all about the art of extreme self-care. In episode one, we talked about boundaries. What do boundaries look like? Boundaries in our relationships are so vital and so important that we express them and that we know what they are. And, you know, we all know what it feels like to have a boundary that is violated. Oh my goodness. It's like the alarm bells start going off and we know what that feels like. So in episode one, we explored boundaries. Episode two, we had a look at self-love. Are you making you a priority? Are you really looking at ways to nourish and nurture your spirit, your body, your mind, your energy, every aspect of your reality? And self-love can also be really setting strong boundaries and really ensuring that your home is a sacred space for you to replenish and rejuvenate. And self-love really gave us an opportunity to look at all of the different areas where maybe we haven't been choosing us. We haven't been, you know, choosing our well-being above everything else. Because if we're not feeling good, then everything in our world will start to show and what that looks like. We may forget things. We may make, you know, unnecessary mistakes, or, you know, we may start to get really tired or resentful. And so self-love really gives us that invitation to look at ways that we can really nourish our spirit, our soul, every aspect of our being. And last week's episode, number three, was all about projections. You know, it was interesting. I was driving back into the city this morning after a hike, and I just started to get really, started to feel really anxious, and I just started to worry about certain things in my life. And I was just, you know, I'm working on this project, and I started to worry about it. What if it doesn't work out? And what if this happens? Oh my goodness. And should I call the person? Blah, 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 blah. And I totally went down into Crazyville, and then I stopped, and it was like, whoa, 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 wait a minute. Am I aware of somebody else projecting their stuff onto me? Cool. And as soon as I acknowledged it, it was like, oh, that's what that is. Okay, get rid of it. And you can play with that as well. You know, anytime that you are aware of thoughts that are not yours, ideas, projections, criticisms, blame, gossiping, whatever that is, you'll have the awareness of someone. I will always have the awareness when there's a client that's going to book a session with me. And of course, if it's one of my long-standing clients, I call you my golden oldies. I love each and every one of you. You become more like family. If it's one of my golden oldies, I will know who it is before they email or text, or call. It's just like, oh, it's, you know, so-and-so is going to be calling. And it's really interesting. So those sorts of, it's like a projection, but it's more of your awareness. It's like a beneficial projection, if you will. And so oftentimes we can misrepresent or misidentify those projections that are coming from people, and they're not being kind and they're coming from a place of judgment. And so episode three was all about projections and how to handle that when it shows up in your world, because it really does. It really can impact your day. There was one day, I swear, I went on for hours. I was so agitated and so upset. And then I stopped and I was like, okay, what is this? And I realized it was even my stuff. It was like, wow, I'm amazing. And so I just took it all and just transmute it. Just get rid of it, transmute it, destroy it, whatever words work for you, just to get it out of your energetic field, that's not yours. And so this week's episode is all about being where your inner being already is. I was listening to this fabulous podcast this morning with Deepak Chopra. And in it, he talks about, you know, how we get so frustrated and we're suffering and we're angry and we're resentful and we're judging. And you know, we can sit in that place and we can stew about things and want to get revenge and just want to hurt the people that have hurt us. And It just kind of turns into this big mosh posh of lower vibrations, lower emotional states, if you will. And then he said something that was really cool. He said, what if it was just that easy to choose your awareness and to step in and see where you're being aware or you're not? And from his point of view, when we engage in judgment and resentment and angry and we're playing victim and maybe we're doing all those sorts of things where we're really kicking up the drama and trauma and we're like entrenching ourselves in it and we want to be right and we want people to take our side and we have to justify what's happening. And when we're in that place, sometimes it feels really good. Let's be honest. If somebody really hurts us or sets out to intentionally hurt us, or they're spreading, gossip about us that isn't true, whatever that looks like, we've all been on the receiving end of that. And sometimes, we think, might be kind of nice to throw some of that back, but it doesn't really create more for you or the other person or the planet for that matter. And so he spoke about just stopping and checking in to see if you are being aware. Because when you are being aware, you are being fully you. You are that beautiful, beautiful, everlasting being, whatever you want to refer to it as. Some people say it's your spirit, it's your soul, it's your higher self, your higher consciousness, whatever words work for you. It's that part of you, that true essence that doesn't get hurt. It doesn't have hurt feelings. It doesn't feel resentful. It doesn't distract itself with other people's crazy. It doesn't want to be right. It doesn't stay in those lower vibrations, those lower frequencies, those lower harmonics. It's truth. It's love, it's compassion. It's understanding that if someone is lashing out at you, if they're jealous, if they're angry, that is a wound in them that they haven't addressed yet, that they're not taking full accountability or full responsibility for their own side of the fence. If somebody is telling people that you did things that you didn't, they're lying about you, projecting all of that kind of crazy onto you. Absolutely, that can be very hurtful. I know firsthand. I've had some people in my world that, oh my goodness, they just went from zero to ferocious, and I had no warning, I had no idea, and sometimes that can be really hurtful. And so there was stuff for me to look at and all of that. It was like, okay, why do I even care what these people are saying? And two, did I maybe put my trust in someone that didn't deserve to have my trust? And maybe I thought the relationship was on a higher conscious level than it was or it ever could be. And so it gave me the chance to look at my side of the fence and kind of clean up some of my stuff, maybe some beliefs or thoughts or just my stuff around all of it as to why I was hurt. And it was really interesting because he said, he continued to say that when we're able to rise above all of that, it's almost like it's pettiness, then we can step in and just be our awareness, our truth. And then all of that other stuff will fall away. And so in today's episode, we're going to do a quick guided exercise for you to meet your inner being. And so if you are driving, I do recommend that you hit pause and wait until you are undisturbed and you can listen to this at another time. And then we're going to go through some rituals for thriving. It's so important that we have rituals in our world, not rules or have-tos or shoulds, just rituals. Like, what is your daily ritual when you get up out of bed? I know mine used to be to check Farmville to see if my crops were ready, and then I had to pick my crops in a certain amount of time, and then I could go onto my friend's little area, their farm, and if they had five extra chickens, I could take one of their chickens. It was so ridiculous. Yes, it was fun, but it was such a time waster. It was a fabulous time waster. And so when I really started to look at my morning, how I was starting my day, I really started to put some different rituals into play. Am I stretching? Am I having a glass of water? Am I doing my meditation? Am I going for a walk? Am I going to the gym? Am I hopping on the elliptical? What does that look like? And so really looking at it from that perspective, what are those daily rituals? I have an evening ritual. It's usually, I'll either have a bath or I'll read, unplug from all the electronics, the phones, the TVs, computer, everything. And that last hour, 90 minutes before bed, I'm reading, I'm journaling, I'm, maybe looking over some course material, looking over some creation material. Again, I'm meditating, maybe I'm doing some light stretching, I've gone for a walk, a bath, maybe I'm painting my toenails, whatever. Or maybe, we love doing those face masks. Maybe we're going to do a face mask, whatever that looks like, right? And so we're going to look at rituals for thriving. Now that we've looked at the different components of the art of extreme self-care. And so I invite you to close your eyes and take a nice deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth, and just intend to release the day. Release all your thoughts, your worries, any concerns, and everything that isn't yours. Let's just clear all of that now, and all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. And bring your focus down to your heart. Our heart is where our awareness is. Our heart is where our spirit guides, our angels, our loved ones, that's where they communicate with us. It's through our heart. So if any time during the day your mind is just going off in all sorts of different directions, place your hand over your heart and bring your thoughts, your mind, your focus into your heart space. And anytime we place our hand over our heart, it releases oxytocin. And oxytocin is joyful, it's happy, it's unconditional love. And so that is permeating your energy field. It's filling your body, your cells, your molecules, and every space in between. I'd like you to imagine 8 steps in front of you. I'm going to count back from 8 to 1, and you're going to take 1 step down at a time. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. I invite you to imagine the most beautiful meadow. You're standing in this beautiful meadow. The sun is warming your face. What do you see? What do you feel? What do you hear? What do you know? Are there birds? Is there water running nearby? Are there trees, flowers? Is the wind blowing? Now imagine the color red is completely enveloping every aspect of you. And next the color orange, completely wrapping you. Followed by yellow. Green, completely surrounding you. Sky blue. Dark blue. And the most beautiful purple, eggplant purple, is wrapping around you. And you'll notice a path in front of you that leads up to a cottage. And make your way along the path over to the cottage. And you'll see a great big wooden door on the front of the cottage. And now open the door and step inside. And as you step inside and shut the door behind you, you feel the most radiant golden white light start to pour into the top of your head, filling every atom, molecule, cell, organ, all of your bones, your tissues, every aspect of your physical body, your energetics, filling it with this golden white light. Now, I'd like you to imagine there's a beautiful, tall, golden pedestal in the center of the room that you're in. And on it, there is a beautiful heart. This is your heart. This is your soul's heart. And I invite you to go over to the heart, place your right hand on the heart and your left hand on your heart, And just allow the energies to synchronize. Allow your energy to synchronize with your soul's heart, your true essence. And I'd like you to imagine over in the left side of you, there's a beautiful golden door. Now, with your intention, I'd like you to set the intention that your higher self, your inner being, is going to come through that door. And so see or imagine the door is sliding open and your higher self is stepping through. Your higher self may come and embrace, may hug you. Imagine this energy is wrapping around you. Perhaps your higher self is smoothing your hair and looking at you in the eyes and lifting your chin and touching your heart and telling you how wonderfully magical you are. And allow your higher self to clear away all of the thoughts, the beliefs, the projections, the patterns, the limitations, the lies, anything that isn't you. Allow your higher self to clear all of that away. And allow your higher self to guide you into your future, to guide you into all of your heart's desires, all of the people that you're meant to meet, all of the people you're meant to inspire and uplift, all the people who are looking for you, all of the beautiful experiences, all of the love, the blessings, the joy, the happiness, the laughter, the kindness, the loyalty, a sense of belonging. Bring all of that beautiful energy. Allow your higher self to imbue all of that beautiful energy, all of those hopes and dreams into your energy field. And allow your higher self to guide you and to show you how to bring more blessings into your world. And anywhere that you haven't been allowing those blessings in, for whatever reason, maybe you were afraid someone would take them. Maybe you were afraid that it was too good to be true. Maybe you didn't want to have your heart broken again. Whatever that is, allow your higher self to clear that energy away. This is your true essence. This is completely being aware and being willing to see what is. And this is unconditional love. And now that you've made the connection, we've made it stronger. See your higher self going back through the golden door. The golden door is closing. Knowing that you can come back at any time. And now go back through the wooden door, out of the cottage, walking along the pathway, over to the steps. And we're going to count from 1 to 8 as you climb the steps one at a time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Wiggle your toes, come back into present time, and just know that you've made that connection. And that anytime you're not feeling calm, happy, joyful, that you've perhaps slipped out of your awareness, and perhaps your ego is at play, or projections are impacting you, whatever that is. And just consciously through your breath, touching your heart space, come back into your awareness and what you know is true for you. And you can always choose to be where your inner being already is. That essence of you, the higher self, the inner being, your soul, your spirit, whatever words work for you That's a choice every day. I choose to be where my inner being is today. I choose for my inner being to co-create with me, to show me, to guide me, to nurture me, to love me. I welcome that into my world. And that's really where the magic will start to appear in your world. As we have more awareness of what's going on around us, not necessarily shutting our awareness off to things that we don't want to know, that are too hurtful, that we can't comprehend. We keep our awareness on, knowing that we'll figure it out, that we will always find a way, and that everything works out. And sometimes, you know, when we've had a really difficult day, what I've done over the years is I'll think, tomorrow is a new day. Tomorrow is a new day, a fresh start. I can do things differently. I can choose different things. Different things are going to show up in my world. And again, you can try, you can do this meditation as many times as you'd like. If you want to strengthen that connection with your higher self, I totally, totally recommend that you go back in. And yeah, if you're feeling stuck, if you're not sure what to do, do this meditation and go in and ask your higher self, your inner being, to pull you forward, to wrap that energy around you and pull you forward into the next 6 months, in the next year, into 5 years, whatever that looks like for you. And just allow those energies to come in and co-create with you. And then watch the magic unfold, because they, when I say they, I mean the universe, our guides, our higher self, spirit, Buddha, God, Allah, whatever you refer to, source energy, creator, our angels, whatever you want, whatever words work for you. That's when the synchronicities come into play. And that's when we'll have different people move into our world. We'll have opportunities show up that just seem to come out of nowhere. Different possibilities. We'll have creative ideas that just reignite a project that we thought was maybe done or complete or just wasn't going to get finished. And just brings more hope and possibilities into our world so that we can create and love the life that we're living. And now we're going to look at what you can add to your life today to be closer to your heart's desires by choosing things that will create more energy flow. Because remember, attention goes where energy flows. You will create space for what's most important. I love this ritual from Abraham Hicks, if you've ever followed the work of Esther Hicks, Esther and Jerry Hicks. Esther channels a group of beings, if you will, a consciousness called Abraham. And the teachings of Abraham are absolutely beautiful. They're fantastic. And one of them is 68 seconds. That if you can hold a thought, a vibration, a thought of what you'd like to have in your world for 68 seconds, it will magnetize into your world quicker. That you're creating a clearer, stronger path for it to show up in your world. And one of the things that they said, this is brilliant, they said the other day, they said, stop focusing on what you don't have. And we've all done it. When we focus on what we don't have and we ruminate and we're angry and why didn't this work out? Why didn't that work out? We just kind of stay stuck in the mud. Then the universe will bring more of that to us. We're just magnetizing even more of that stuck energy, more of the not working out. I feel screwed over. I'm angry. I missed out. All of that will stay stuck in it. And so instead, focusing on what we'd like to create. And so we want to look at the rituals for thriving. And so again, do you have a morning ritual? What does it look like? Do you have an evening ritual? Do you have, you know, a ritual that you do every day, sometime during the day at lunch hour? Do you, you know, maybe have a cup of tea and you just have quiet time? Do you do meditation? Do you do a yoga? Do you do your yoga at the end of the night with your vinyasa and it's just, it's time to connect into your spirit? What does that look like? And so here are some rituals you can try. See if you like them. Exercise and movement that your body enjoys. Meditation and mindfulness. Dancing. Breath work. You can breathe in for the count of five, hold for five, and release for five. And you can do that five times, and that will start to cycle the breath through the body. I find that as a society, we are shallow breathers. And so by breathing in throughout the day, we really magnify the oxygen going through our cells, our body, our blood, our brain. Dancing. going out on a date, whether it's a romantic date or a date with a girlfriend, connecting with nature. Anytime that I have something going on in my world, whether I'm, you know, anything at all pops up in my world, the first thing I do is I need to go for a hike. I need to get out of the city and I need to go and be in nature. I go and I do my ugly cry, I laugh, I scream, I have aha moments. I sit and stare at the trees. It's just, that's really my church is in nature. Turning off your cell phone. This is something that I found, you know, if you have teenagers in your house, it's like it becomes an appendage. And I found in the last few months that I would look at it just out of habit. It was like almost like an obsession, or it was just like I had to look at it. And it was like, why am I looking at this? There's, if someone needs to call, they'll call. Like it just, I really realized how much time I'd been wasting looking at my cell phone. And so even the idea of turning off your cell phone is amazing. I always threatened whenever we went on family vacations that we were leaving all the cell phones at home, that we would let, you know, family know where we were. And if something happened, they could call us. Otherwise, no, we were off the grid. And there's a place in, it's about a 30-minute drive outside the Calgary city limits here in Calgary, Alberta, in Canada. It's called Elbow Falls. And I used to love, love, love going out there because there wasn't any cell service. So it was fabulous. I didn't have, you know, everybody texting me, and where's this and what's that? And can you pick up dry cleaning? What are we having for dinner? And can you volunteer at the school tomorrow? Like this incessant, you know, communication. And I just always loved going out there because no one could get a hold of me for the hour or a few hours that I was out there. It was fabulous. Visualize the life that you love. Visualize your heart's desires. Again, bring that energy up and see it, feel it, know it, taste it, smell it as real, and stay there for 68 seconds to really activate the energy. Family time. Preparing food that your body loves. Getting organized. Is there some area of your house that is just overflowing with, I call it just crap? Yeah, like it feels so good. It feels so good to just finish those mundane tasks. And I actually have, I set that up with my guides. I said, can you just remind me of how good this is going to feel when I get it done? That sense of accomplishment? Because yeah, who wants to do all their tax stuff, right? Like, I know there are people that love doing that, but you know what? Going through, you know, 6 months of receipts, it's like, oh, right? Okay, break it down into a smaller piece. Cool, I got January done. Woohoo, that feels good, right? So getting organized, what does that look like? Clearing out things that you do not love, even gifts. This was hard for me over the years because I thought, well, no, that person thought of me. I love pigs. And so my house became full of pigs. They were everywhere. I had pig mugs. I had pig t-shirts, pens, tea towels. I had little ornaments all over the house. I had so many, like stationery with pigs. Like I just, magnets on the fridge, everything was pigs. And in one of the moves, I went through and it was like, you know what? I love that everyone thought of me when they picked these things out. I love it. But there's more to me than just having a love or an enjoyment of pigs. And so there were a lot of things I had to let go of. And I would just, you know, donate them and just, you know, help them find someone else who was going to love them as much as I did, even more. And so clearing out things that you don't love. And I, you know, I learned this technique a little while ago where I'll go through one room every now and again as I'm guided. I'll go into one room and say, okay, is there anything in here we need to remove? Anything we need to add? Anything we need to, you know, take out? What does that look like? And so each room gets a little bit of love and TLC. Spending time with friends, journaling and daydreaming, just simply being curious. I wonder is a fabulous, fabulous question. It's not even a question, really. It's kind of like, I wonder. We can add on a question. I wonder what else is possible for my day today. I wonder how much fun I'm going to have at this event. I wonder what I can co-create with this person that I'm meeting with. I wonder what else is possible with my life, my business, my love, my relationships that I never even imagined possible. Let go and be willing to forgive. This has been something that's come up for me personally, and it was hard. And I was reminded by one of my teachers. She said, You're not forgiving to condone the behavior. You're forgiving so that you can be free. You're forgiving so that it's out of your heart, it's out of your energy, your thought, your mind. You know, it's out of your cellular intelligence so that you can be at peace, you can be who you are. And you're not defined by their choices. That was huge for me. And not distracting myself with other people's choices and behavior. They're crazy. That was huge for me too. So everything that just brought up, let's just destroy and uncreate all of that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. Yeah. Just being willing to forgive. There are heinous acts and behaviors. I get it. And there's some things that we can't even imagine how you would forgive that, whatever it is. And I always suggest, you know, just simply be willing. Just that willingness to forgive, and the universe will help you. And again, it's not condoning whatever that is. It's not saying it was okay. I'm okay with it. I'm going to forgive you. No, it's I'm forgiving all of this because I don't want it to impact me anymore. I don't want it to, you know, affect me anymore. I don't want it to hurt me anymore. You know, I it's really about working through all of those emotions and everything that comes up around forgiveness. Something else you could do is sign up for a class. Oh, I have been waiting to take a chocolate making class here in Calgary. And I finally got the green light for August. I've been waiting and waiting and waiting. I'm like, when am I going? So I'm going to go in August. I'm so excited. Make music. Sing your favorite song. Even if you sing out of key, who cares? Just find joyous ways to thrive. Bring more joy into your world. Move you closer to your heart's desires. When we have our arms crossed over our chest and we're angry and we're ruminating and we're unforgiving and we're just snarly and snappy and I call it spicy, you know, the universe could be dangling some really delicious, amazing things in front of us, but we're too angry to see it. We're kind of blocking it. So let's open that energy up. Create something. Create something. I love gardening, so I was just moving some plants around the other day and it just felt fabulous. Do you paint? Do you sculpt? Do you write? Create something. Do you love to bake? Read for enjoyment. I found over the years that I became so fixated on reading. It was like I was studying. I was always reading something. I was reading about this and reading about that, or you know, something came up in a client session, so I wanted to read up on it, which is fine. But I stopped reading for enjoyment. I stopped reading, you know, those silly beach novels that are just so delicious and easy to read and just pure entertainment. That's a good reminder for me to go get one of those books because I have another stack on my nightstand that's yeah. You get me. Connect with your spirit and play. Call someone. Learn something new. Enjoy sensuality. What does sensuality look like? Is that putting on a nice negligee? Is that getting a pedicure? Is that having a massage? Is that giving a massage? Is that really hugging your partner? Really hugging them and nuzzling their neck and smelling them and kissing them? Like, what does sensuality look like for you? Is it a lotion? Is it a scent? Is it a bubble bath? What does that look like? Write a letter. Stretch or do yoga. Get a massage. Buy yourself flowers. I would do this over the years. My ex-husband used to say, oh, there's no point in buying flowers. They just die. But I love having live, beautiful flowers in the house. And I swear the house does too. My house absolutely loves. She tells me when she needs to be smudged. She tells me where she likes things, what she likes things to look like. And she'll tell me, you know, I would like flowers, please and thank you. And I love having people over. So I always love having flowers. Make amends. If there's someone that you need to clear the air with, clear the air. Find a way to do that. Eat chocolate. I know, chocolate's a food group, I swear. Years ago, I was really cleaning up my diet. I just felt, you know, felt kind of gross and sluggish and kind of had foggy head and really started to look at my diet and what I was eating. And one of the things I realized is that I really do enjoy chocolate, good chocolate. Like, not all chocolate is good chocolate, right? And when the kids would come back from Halloween, you know, there would maybe be a few things that I would sample from the bag, but it has to be good chocolate. I would rather wait for good chocolate than to have, you know, something that's been sitting on a shelf for 5 years, just saying. And I remember saying to my guides, we were cleaning up my diet, and I said, I'm not giving up chocolate. So you need to find ways that I can have chocolate in my life, that it's beneficial for my body. And there's a chocolate that Bernard Calabo is an incredible chocolate, brilliant, brilliant man here in Calgary. He, makes the most delicious chocolate. And he has come up with a chocolate bar that is vegetables and chocolate, and you can't taste the vegetables. I can't remember what it's called, but it's just absolutely fantastic. So yeah, there you go. Chocolate and vegetables. Another way that you can thrive is serving your community, reaching out, connecting with people. I find sometimes, myself included, that when I'm going through stuff, that I start to withdraw, that I can tend to go into isolation. I'll start to isolate myself and withdraw from people, and kind of withdrawing from life. And I really have to keep an eye on that and really make sure that I'm getting out there and I'm meeting new people. And if there isn't anyone available to go with me for a hike, I'm going by myself. And I always meet people on my hikes whenever I'm out, wherever I'm. It's funny, I get this from my dad. I can talk to anyone anywhere. I go to Safeway, I'm chatting with everybody there. I go to pick up dry cleaning, hey, how are you? Right? I'm outside gardening and the neighbors are stopping by saying hello and visiting. And so yeah, it's so important for us to serve our community and to feel that connection, whatever that looks like for us. Smiling and making eye contact. I always go on this walk around Bonas Park, and every time I'm walking, I always look at the person walking towards me and I smile or I say hello, and it's just a nice gesture. Invite the universe to play. Ask, universe, what else is possible with my day today? Universe, how much fun can we have today? Universe, show me something magical today. Those are some different rituals for thriving. And again, you'll have your own list. And there are things that you're already doing that I'm thinking that maybe we need to dust them off and bring them back out again, whatever that looks like for you. So that is episode number 4 in The Art of Extreme Self-Care. And again, you can check the other episodes out: boundaries, self-love, projections. And today's episode is Be Where Your Inner Being Already Is. I welcome your comments, and I send you so many magical possibilities for an incredible day. And create a life that you love. Create a life that you are so excited to get up every morning and chew into. I send you mountains of love. Till next time. Bye for now.